This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Maybe we should say thank you when we
sing. Mr. Grown Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like bald.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It's
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
We've got another show and tell today, and today we are with Remy. Hi, Remy.
Hi, Remy.
Hi, Remy.
Hi, Beanies. My name is Remy and I'm 6 years old. I live near Byron Bay in New South Wales. I started school this year.
Oh, Byron Bay. We've been to Byron Bay, haven't we?
Yes. We did a show in Byron Bay earlier this year. Yeah. It's beautiful there.
It was really beautiful.
It's such a beautiful place. I like going to the beach there. And what else did we do in Byron Bay?
Oh, we had some really yummy tacos. Yeah.
Yeah, we had very yummy tacos and very yummy nachos. And we liked them so much that the music wizard insisted we went there again the next day as well.
Yeah. There's so many great places to eat in Byron Bay, but we just kept going back to the same place.
Yeah, we're cool like that.
And you just started school this year as well.
Ooh. I wonder if it was scary. I wonder if Remy got a bit nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay. If you get a little bit nervous for your first day of school, that's pretty normal. And if you do feel a bit nervous, you should listen to our podcast about new school, which has got some special brave words that you can say that might help you feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
Do you remember the brave words?
Oh, I do. I am brave and I am strong. I am kind and I belong. Was that right?
Yeah, those are the brave words.
My favourite thing to do is read with my friends. My favourite book character is Ash Barty in Little Ash. Who is your favourite book character?
Oh, that's really nice.
Wow.
Ash Barty. Yeah, she is very cool. She is a very famous Australian tennis player, and she's really good at tennis. Well, my favourite book character is Hermione Granger from Harry Potter. Have you read Harry Potter?
Good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's not the main character, but she's the best character because she's really super smart and she saves everybody's lives with reading and learning. And I just think that that's super cool. And she always follows the rules and she tries really hard and sometimes she gets in trouble for being a little bit bossy, but she's just helping.
Are we talking about Hermione or Mimbini?
Yeah, who are we talking about right now?
Hermione! But she's my favourite.
What about you, Michael?
Ah, that's a really tough question. One character that I'm thinking about is there's this book called Call of the Wild, and it's a book about it's written from the dog's perspective, so it's a book about a dog who joins a wolf pack. So he's a domesticated dog and he joins a wolf pack, and it's just that story.
I've heard about that happening in real life.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool.
And it just, I really love it because I really love dogs, and this writer just gets inside the head of a dog really fun and interesting.
And what's it called
again?
It's
a really cool story. Call of the Wild.
And is that a book that mini beanies can read, or is that an adult book?
That's for when you're a little bit older, but it's still a cool story.
Well, what's your favourite character from a mini beanie friendly book?
On the animals things, Possum Magic.
Yeah.
It's a classic as well.
It's a very good one.
What about you, Laura?
My favourite book character from a book that mini beanies can read is probably the rainbow fish. I really liked the rainbow fish when I was little because I liked how the rainbow fish gave all of their sparkly scales to all of their friends so that everyone could be a bit special.
That's nice.
Yeah.
My best friend is Olivia because she's kind, gentle and nice. Who is the nicest person you know?
Oh.
That is really nice, Remy.
I think that's the nicest person I know, Remy. My goodness, that's so nice.
I think it's really great that you found a friend that is kind and gentle and you have become friends with them. That's really nice.
That's wonderful. I hope you and Olivia will be best friends forever and ever and ever. The nicest person I know, apart from Remy, is probably my mum. My mum is really nice to me. And to everyone, she takes really nice care of people, and she cares about sick people. She cares about people so much that if you tell her a story of something sad happening to you, she'll usually cry because it makes her so sad to think about other people being sad.
Mum.
Mama Rizvi is a very nice mum.
She's so good on you, Mum.
She's great.
Yeah.
What about you? Who's the nicest person you know?
I mean, I think I'm quite lucky because I've got a lot of people around me that are very nice to me, and that's why I keep them around.
Yeah, you should only have friends around who are nice to you. So that's great that you can't even pick the nicest one because they're all so nice.
Yeah, there's a few contenders. I think I'm a very lucky boy.
Yeah.
I think I'm the same. I have lots of nice people around me, but we have a little group of girlfriends. There's four Mim Beanies in there. There's four of us girlfriends. And I think we take care of each other really, really well. And I think they're my favourite people because they're the nicest.
Yeah, we're really nice to each other.
Yeah.
And when something's going wrong, everybody kind of jumps in and helps each other and drops everything to be the best friend that they can be.
That's why it's really special to have those sort of people around you in your life so they can all be nice and you help each other. Nice one, Remy.
I'm so glad you found someone, Remy. That's lovely.
I listen to the Beanies whenever I can. And my favourite episode is Don't Sing Along.
Hey, Don't Sing Along. That's a pretty recent episode. It's actually one of my favourite new songs as well. It's so catchy.
And we actually recorded a video clip for that the other day. So soon you'll be able to listen to the song and the podcast and watch the video. How exciting is that?
Very exciting. Well, thanks for coming to Show and Tell, Remy. It was so great to hear about you reading and starting school and your best friend.
Yeah, thank you for bringing such cool things to Show and Tell.
Yeah, they were really interesting questions that I don't think we've ever had before. So good job, Remy. No, thanks for coming.
Well done.
Yeah.
Bye, Beanies.
Bye, Remy.
Bye.
Bye, Remy.
Do you have a question for the Beanies, like,
what is your favourite dinosaur?
Do you have something to show the Beanies, like,
I have a pet puppy dog?
We want to hear from you, so ask your big person to help record your voice and send it to the Beanies.
Send it to hello@thebeanies.com.au.
And keep listening to the Beanies podcast to hear your own show and tell.
We can't wait to hear what you have to show and tell us.
Grown up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's
Professor Know
What's
It All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.